Blog Talk Radio.
And loving on your tulips, everything is dandy. I ain't lying, there is plenty, but you mine. I pick you up and now we gone with the wind.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Your sugar is sweet, I'm addicted to you. Roses are red, violets are blue. How could it be? I'm an L-O-V-E.
That's love.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Your sugar is sweet, I'm addicted to you.
Roses are red, violets are blue.
How could it be? I'm an L-O-V-E.
That's love. All I need in this life of sin is a queen like you. For you, there's no telling what a king might do. For example, put a ring on it and wipe you up. Give me the cake, I treat you like Freddy. Slice you up, you not gangster, but can be so violent. Down the ride to the bloody end, but I'd rather you be my co-pilot. Fly with me, been at it for a while now, you still feeling the thrill. You know a king, cold-hearted and still willing to chill. All you want is time, you acknowledge my effort. I play my cards right, I can see you and me forever.
Roses are red,
roses are red,
violets are blue,
violets are blue.
Your sugar is sweet, I'm addicted to you,
addicted to you.
Roses are red,
roses are red,
violets are blue,
violets are blue.
How could it be?
I'm
an L-O-V-E.
That's love.
Roses are red,
roses are red,
violets are blue,
violets are blue.
Your sugar is sweet, I'm addicted to you,
addicted to you.
Roses are red,
roses are red,
violets are blue,
violets are blue.
How could it be? I'm an L-O-V-E.
That's love. Ooh, I'm an L-O-V-E. You know, hey, you know me, I ain't never, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, shawty, you got my nose all the way over, Trey. I smell everything. I smell the flowers. I smell the roses. I smell the daisies. I ain't lying. Everything dandy.
French manicure, no makeup, you're so pure.
eyes and sights and thighs, you make me right.
You got that love I wanna try. Send my tongue up and down your spine.
You got that perfect shape, the love you make, I scream your name.
Wanna take all your clothes off, sex you till the song goes on.
I like your everything, your navel and your fingering. That bomb clip, and I like it all. You got it going on, on, baby. You got that sex appeal on the real lady. You're like my homie, my shorty.
You got that butter love.
You got it going on, don't you know? That's for sure. I like your face and hands and all of your pretty clothes. Baby, you're so right, you're locked tight.
You got that butter love.
I want it, I need it.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. All right, all right. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. What's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man West Coast coming to you live and direct, y'all, Las Vegas, Nevada. It is time for the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Y'all already know how we get down and this and the other, you know what I'm saying? Now, y'all know I've been telling y'all where I stay at over here. You know, I run into some technical difficulties and shit. You know what I'm saying? This morning ain't changed. You know what I mean? So y'all gonna have to bear with me and rock with me and shit, you know what I'm saying? And everything. So, like I said, y'all, hit us up at 563-999-3631. Press the one button. Let me know that you are in queue. You know what I'm saying? Because over here, you don't want to be downstairs and shit too damn long. You know what I mean? And everything. So listen, y'all. Y'all already know what it is, y'all. The topic this morning, in case you don't know, you ain't been reading and everything like that. Of course, y'all need to share the show. Share the show, share the show, share the show, share the show. You know what I'm saying? You know, if I text you the link, send it to the first five people in your contacts, all right? You know what I'm saying? But listen, with no further ado, y'all already know we gonna tap in Texas, and we gonna bring in my co-host right now, Mr. P&G. Y'all show him and give him that morning show love.
Y'all know what it is. Thank you. No pictures.
But you say no pictures, huh?
Too good. Remember that episode of Fresh Prince?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Good morning, my brother. How you doing this morning?
Man, I'm blessed. I woke up. So, shoot, that's the best start right there. I made the show.
Yeah, that's the number one blessing. We made the wake-up list this morning, you know what I'm saying? And everything. Okay. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. How is your
able to bless the Lord with our presence. Say that again, OG?
I said, how's your week been going so far?
Oh, man, I can't complain. Everything good, man. I've been surrounded by family so far, coming from the beginning of my week till now, man. So... I've been good. Been blessed with my family out here and
that's good,
the rest
man.
Of my little children.
That's good. It's a blessing when you can be surrounded by family, be surrounded by your kids. You know what I'm saying? Be surrounded by your nieces, your nephews. You know what I mean? So you're blessed. You're abundantly blessed, man. And that's a
I appreciate
thing.
It. You said. I mean, I love my kids, but sometimes I love them just as much when they're here when they're gone too. You know?
That's true. You know? I can feel you on that. You know what I'm saying? This is our motto for Father's Day was fuck them kids and the baby mama. Happy Father's Day. You knew how we got down and everything like that. There.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. Shout out. After all the dads out there to get tired of them damn kids, this shit, you be like, y'all need to go to y'all mama house.
Man, sometimes mama be in the back. You be like, get them down the hall. Yep, send them down the hall.
Go on back there with your mama and everything. You know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all, check this out. Today's topic is, do you pour into your significant other? All right.
Oh, shit.
Now, I'm going to say that again. Today's topic is, do you pour into your significant other, he or she? Now, let me kind of give you a little synopsis on that, okay? Now, this morning we're talking about pouring into your significant other. We are celebrating, I mean, are you celebrating him or her who celebrates you on the daily? Are you giving flowers now to show your love? Or are you a taker and you take from people more than you replenish people? Okay? So we give, you know, here on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, we try and let everybody leave with a little something different than just the normal everyday bullshit and everything. You know what I'm saying? Give you something to think about. You know, and
yeah,
it makes you think.
You learn something.
Hopefully you learn something, you know what I'm saying? But you're going to learn today. You're going to learn today. So, all right. You're going to learn today. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get this work. You're going to get this work today. You know what I'm saying? So hit us up at 563-999-3631. That's 563-999-3631. Press the 1 button. Let us know. Do you pour into your significant other? You know what I'm saying? I will start it off and I will say, hell yeah, I pour into my significant other. You're supposed to pour. Real men pour into their spouse, their significant other, their woman, their girlfriend, the woman that they are dating, the woman that they are courting, okay, the woman that you're having sex with. You know what I'm saying? You pour into her. You let her know how much she's appreciated. You know what I'm saying? You let her know how much you're in her corner. You support her on her endeavors. You support her on her business ventures. You support her as being the entrepreneur and everything. And don't be sitting back with your lip poked out talking about, well, you know, I support you, but you don't support me all the time and this and the other and everything like that. You'll be surprised what that woman will do to support you, long as you're supporting her. It's a two-way street. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. I think we kind of get it fucked up as men sometimes because we figure we're supposed to be the ones taking and getting, you know, and everything. And we're supposed to be the ones pouring into. It's difficult. T.D. Jakes said it. It's difficult for a man to take from a woman. We're not used to that shit. You got to ask your woman for gas money and lunch money and shit like that there. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. You got the type of girl that got your back like that. That's cool. But being a man, you want to make sure you're taking care of everything. You want to make sure that things are taken care of. You want to make sure that you got her back if she needs lunch money or gas money or something like that there. Everybody can't be Superman, but you know what I'm saying? We put on the cape. Sometimes we need to take the cape off.
It's like that episode of Martin, OG, when you hear me?
Okay. Say what now? I'm sorry. I got cable man in the house and maintenance and this and the other and everything. He's telling
what
me
up,
about this.
What up,
about the thing. Okay.
Shout out to
No. I got Cox Cable up in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, Cox.
You know, we're getting more Wi-Fi. We're getting ready and everything because we got some things coming up. We're getting ready to, and plus we're getting ready to transfer back to our unsigned hype radio station and everything. So I'm just getting everything tightened up and stuff like that there. You know what I'm saying? So he's got to swap out the boxes. But go ahead, my brother. Go ahead and say what you was going to say. We got 5 minutes
to
come back.
Put Mr. Tom on the set, dog. No, I'm no, but what up, Tom? I was saying, like, the episode of Martin. Remember when he lost his job? I think he lost word on the street or whatever like that. Or he lost the job at WZUP. And remember it came down to where he came and asked Gina, like, damn. He's like, babe, let me get that ring. And she was like, here. And then he said, oh, damn, hold up. Damn, I done fell off. Your man done fell off. I'm about to pawn the ring and shit. He had to take a step back to really, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right. He had to regroup.
Remember, he had to, remember he started buffing the heat went down to the unemployment office and shit. And started buffing the floor and doing all the different jobs. But, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Even pouring into a woman has to also understand the sacrifices a man makes as the household leader, a father, or just in the relationship point, even without kids, that sacrifice they make just to make sure the household still runs steady. Whether that's whether that's comes to on a meal, that could be drawers and socks. That could be, it could be anything. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Little shit. You know what I mean? Okay. So
you just need to swap it. Okay, listen. Check this out. Don't mean to cut you off. We got to make a swap on the internet and this and the other. We going to play some music and pay some bills, and we're going to be right back, y'all, with the Wake Y'all Ass Up Board of Show. I'm your host, Fat Man West Coast, and TNG.
I'm TNG.
We'll be right back, y'all. Let's go.
We're doing this one for all the ladies. H-Town boys, kicking it with my boy Luke. For the 9-3, you know what I'm saying, cause we will be knocking the boots. G.I., Shazam, Dino, they gonna do a little something for you real sexy like, you know what I'm saying. Hey yo, check the verse.
Last night I caught the back when we made good love, listening to some more of the game all night long. Now I want that old flame back, make these moments once again perfect. So won't you, do it for us, babe. Loving body, rocking, knocking boots all night long. Hey. Making love until we're tired to the break of dawn. But oh, come on, turn the lights down and let me get on it. Yeah. So when I do to me and you, it'll be so right. Some good love,
somebody rocking, knocking the boots.
I'll give me some good love,
somebody rocking,
baby. I'll give me some good love,
somebody rocking, knocking the boots.
That's all I need. I'll give me some good love. So good when I'm near. That's why I always wanna be close to you. I'm so addicted to making love to you, baby. All night long, baby. All night long, 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 long. Good loving body, rocking. We're tired to the break of dawn. But oh, come on, come on, and turn the lights down and let me get on it. Cause when I do to me and you, it'll be so right, so right, so right.
by now we on the intermission tip. So all you ladies go get your towels, you know what I'm saying? Cause it's laid out like that, you know. But wait a minute, we ain't through. Kick the vamp.
Still down from the baby, are you still there? Still down from the baby, are you still there? down for me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. You got the back to Wake Your Ass Up Boarding Show. Damn, I forgot what show I was doing. This is the Wake Your Ass Up Boarding Show, y'all. Coming to you live and direct, y'all, Las Vegas, Nevada. Boy, I got a lot going on this morning. Got a lot going on. Yes, 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 yes. So listen, y'all. Like I said, this morning's topic is, do you pour into your significant other? All right, do you do that on the daily? Do you give them their flowers now instead of later on? You showing them that love, showing them that appreciation. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's just the topic for this morning. Hit us up at 563-999-3631. It's 563-999-3631. This is an open forum, so y'all can call and talk to us or this, that, and the other. If you want to send me a text, send a text to 702-475-1109. That's 702-475-1109. Send me a text for your answer. Do you pour into your significant other? You know, yes, you're supposed to pour into your significant other. You're supposed to pour into your wife. You're supposed to pour into your husband. You're supposed to pour into your boyfriend, the person that you want to be with, the person that you're looking in deep into their eyes and saying, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. You know what I'm saying? That's who you pour into. You know what I mean? TNG, am I right or wrong? I guess Tia G didn't fell off again. Tia G, where you at? Where you at, my brother? Okay, all right, all right. I don't want you sleeping at the watch, sleepers, you know what I mean? And everything.
Oh, no, no. Watch tower is kept just right. Got my guns loaded and my sights cocked. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking
for you know what I mean? You know what I mean? So like I said, you know,
pouring into a woman.
Pouring into your significant other. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody that's riding with us this morning. We got people listening to us in Punta Cana, Mexico. I think, if I'm not mistaken. That's Mexico. They out there on a trip. They're out there getting married this morning. Renewing their vows. So shout out to the Parker family that's out there in Punta Cana. You know what I'm saying? I want some Punta Cana and everything, and the steak on the side and shit, with a lobster tail.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, what you having, sir? I want the Punta Cana.
The Punta Cana platter.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, y'all hit us up damn, boy, my mind, that old age, you're getting older and shit. Don't mind, I'm trying to tell you, your train of thought ain't the same anymore, you know what I mean? Big shout out to everybody that's getting ready to start their holiday weekend. I keep forgetting, we going into the 4th of July holiday, you know what I'm saying? That's next week, damn, time is flying by. But I'm going to get, you know, the travel diva to start giving us some travel tips during the week, because they own that canceling flight shit again and this, that, and the other. This is why I don't fly out during the 4th of July holiday. I'll wait till after, or I'll be where I'm at. Yeah, or I'll already be there when the holiday come around, because other than that, being they was talking to people they didn't cancel so many flights. They've been in the airports for a day and a half. One couple celebrated their 45th anniversary because their flights was canceled, so they celebrated it in the hotel and caught a train back to Florida, which was a 20-hour ride. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's a lot going on in this world today, this global warming. I noticed that it's going to be 107 or 110 or something like that in Texas today. You know what I'm saying? 107 in Dallas alone. It ain't never been that hot in motherfucking Texas. Am I right or wrong, TMG? This is what happens when you party too much.
Oh, no, I'm here, OG.
Yeah, I know. I know, but you were snoring, my brother. You were snoring.
My bad, man. I'm multitasking. Yeah,
I know. You was breathing. I know. I understand. I got you. Y'all hit us up at 563-999-3631. You never know what the hell's going to happen right here on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Like I said, this morning's topic is, do you pour into your significant other? I don't know. Do you? I know I do. We're going to take a break and we're going to be right back, y'all. We're going to pay some bills. We're going to be right back. More to Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Let's go.
Don't be cruel.
Show y'all, we do this every Monday through Friday, you know what I'm saying, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you know what I'm saying, and we bring you the morning show, the news in our comedic way. There's a lot of things going on in the world right now. I know out here in Las Vegas we got a lot going on, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that there. A lot of crime going on, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that there. I hope everybody is safe. Hope everybody good. You know, shout out to my shout out to my co-host TNG.
Yeah. We good. I got my little dance step in. Got my cardio. Can't be cool. Hey, I was in here like, shit, I had to move the kids out the way. They like, Daddy, I said, no. I'm Bobby right now. I'm here. Move. They're like, what you doing? No, I'm up. Let's go.
I understand. You know what I'm saying? I was a youngster, too. You know what I'm saying? I used to burn the candles in both hands and up the side.
Man, sometimes, life wasted no man.
Yeah, that's right. You gotta grab all the gusto you can grab. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta grab all the gusto you can grab. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with wanting to be a winner. Ain't nothing wrong with wanting to take a chance or take a risk on yourself. I don't think that we as black men do that enough because we get in our comfort zone. You know what I'm saying? And we get afraid to step out on faith and step out on God's word and everything like that because we good at the house, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. We got a little woman walking around the house. She may not be everything, but she everything to us. You know what I'm saying? And at some time you have to sit back and go, huh, I know you do, and I know I do. I know I've done it and everything when I was your age. Damn, can I do better than that? And everything, you know what I'm saying? And maybe you need to be looking at doing better for you and being a better you than looking for something better in her. Because if it's there,
exactly,
it's going to come out. You know what I'm saying? And everything. So that's why we pour into our significant other. What did you say, love? What?
Oh, no. I was agreeing with you then, exactly. You know what I'm saying? As long as you strive for better, do good for yourself, better will come.
Yes. Yes. Yes, but you have to believe in that.
As long as they're keeping up with the Joneses, ain't with it. You know what I'm saying? Just because you're looking like,
right,
oh, I can get me a better bitch than we do. Sometimes that better bitch causes more problems than when you got home.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So we just have to be aware of what's going on, especially in these days and times. You have to be aware of what's going on. You have to be aware of what's going on around you and everything. You know what I'm saying? We just have to be accountable as men. Listen, it is 9:41 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. It is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all. Like I said, we do this every Monday through Friday. You know what I'm saying? We had a little technical difficulty and everything, you know what I mean, because we are getting ready to move back to the mother station where all of this started at and everything like that, which has everything loaded up in it and stuff like that. I just had to make some technical difficulties. Like I told y'all before, we are connected with a couple of other stores, and sometimes our phone lines get crossed up. So if out of the blue the phone start ringing, something like that, a little old lady pick up or something, that's these little old ladies that work next door, they harmless and this and the other, unless you come up in there and you trying to steal from them and shit, and that's when they be like, you buy now,
oh,
and it's and everything.
Hello, this is Hannah Macy.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. You know, so you buy now, you know what I mean? Like I said, y'all, 9:42 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I thank y'all for rocking with us and everything. I thank y'all for rolling with us and everything. Who's rocking and rolling with us this morning? Let's do our morning roll call that we do. You know what I'm saying? We try to find out how many people are listening. We got 521 people listening right now. You know what I'm saying? And we got the United States at 95.77%, South Korea at 1.76%, Japan at 1.06%, Romania is still at 0.35%, and Brazil is still at 0.35%. Big shout out to everybody that's listening, that's giving us the time of day. I know in certain places it's already, what, Thursday? You know what I'm saying? It's just Wednesday here in America. So big shout out to everybody that's been rocking with us and supporting us. You know, you can become a follower and everything and get everything that we do first rate. It comes straight to your email and this, that, and the other. Just sign up as a follower and follow us. You know what I'm saying? It's very easy. You know what I'm saying? Easy peasy. You know what I'm saying? Just sign up and everything and just follow us. You know what I'm saying? Tell a friend, bring a friend, and be a part of the morning crew. You know, and you could turn up with me and TNG. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? But listen, y'all, look. Big shout out to my man, The Real Woody. Okay, that was his song that we opened up with. Poetry. You know what I'm saying? And The Real Woody has been on the show a couple of times and everything. That man does some awesome fucking music and everything. This is why I don't mind featuring him on the show. You know what I'm saying? But listen, like I said, if you got some music that you want to get featured on the show, you want to get in rotation for the month of July, just hit me up at Fatman, P-H-A-T-M-A-N 702 at gmail.com. Once again, that's Fatman, P-H-A-T-M-A-N 702 at gmail.com. Send me your single. You know what I'm saying? It could be the street version, clean version, radio version. Don't make a difference, but just get in touch with me because that's going to cost you $20 for the month of July and everything. We're going to be artists and we're going to be responsible and we're going to pay for our way to get our music out there. You pay for a promotion. You invest in yourself. I don't know how many times we've told artists this on the show.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm not going to lie. As an artist myself, you're not lying. If you really do care and you're serious about your craft, one thing I can say is that part right there is the realest statement ever, to invest in yourself. Like, bro, sometimes you might have to get a second job or pick up a hustle just to cover your business expenses.
Yes,
just for your
that's
craft,
what they are.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what they are. And you cats out there putting together these LLCs, you need to start saving your receipts and everything and that, and everything, so you can write it off because you are a business now. Okay? And that's just real ass talk. Start treating yourself and presenting yourself as such. You'll be surprised who may want to work with you other than just motherfuckers in the hood. It's cool to work with everybody in the hood. You know what I'm saying? But is the hood good for you on the level that you're trying to go to? You know what I'm saying? You got to think about it. Yo, hit us up. 563-999-3631. You know what I'm saying? Take your shit seriously. You know what I mean? I'm trying to tell you. But listen, y'all, we're going to get into some more music. Huh?
I said, if you don't want nobody else will. You don't take
that's
serious,
true.
How they gonna take you serious?
Right, exactly. Especially if you don't take your own self serious. You know what I'm saying? So listen, like I said, y'all, today's topic is: do you pour into your significant other? I'm gonna ask you this: have you ever cried with your significant other? Y'all may not know what about. Y'all may not know nothing about crying with your significant other and everything because shit is just tight, or you know what I'm saying? You're just trying to find out where y'all going with love. So I'm going to let the OJs tell y'all a little bit better. You got your boy up in here to wake your ass up on the show. Sometimes I make my own self cry and laugh too. Let's go.
You know me and my woman, we've been going through a lot of changes for about 6 months or so. It's been real hard to talk to one another. You know, really. relationship ain't nothing without communication. How we were laying in bed, the both of us looking at the ceiling overhead. Eyes wide open about 3 o'clock in the morning. I said, baby, we can't go on this way. She said, you're right. I said, I know you love me, and I love you. Then we started holding each other. I felt a tear roll down my face.
Last night, me and my woman, we cried together. Said we nothing wrong with me, We're not the only people in the world who go through ups and downs. All we have to do is talk, we can work it out. Oh, let me kiss your eyes, let me wipe the tears away. Hold you tight, tomorrow we'll feel better, cause it's a brand new day. Oh, last night, me and my woman, we cried together, said we cried. Every day the sun doesn't shine, sometimes it has to rain. Just like we enjoy the pleasure, we have to stand the pain. Oh, let me kiss your eyes, let me wipe the tears away. Oh, let me hold you close, let's talk to each other. I wanna hear what you gotta say. Oh, last night, sweet last night, me and my woman, we cried together. We never made love before.
You know we start hugging each other and kiss,
cry.
And I wipe the tears from my face, and now love all over the place.
Cry,
oh, baby, what love
together.
Is love.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Have you ever just cried? See, that's what I'm talking about. That type of crying. You know what I'm saying? And everything. Crying with your woman. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. You got to wake your ass up more to show y'all coming to you live and direct. Got your big homie, player partner and shit. It's Fat Bear West Coast call, but along with TNG. I don't know why. You know what I'm saying? It's old age and shit. You know what I'm saying? Wake your ass up. That's right. Wake your ass up. If your ass just waking up now, your ass is late.
You might as well call your boss. Tell him you're in traffic.
Call it a day. Tell him, nah, today I'm gonna do something else today. You know what I'm saying? And everything. You know what I mean? So like I say, today's topic is, do you pour into your significant other? You know what I mean? And I mean, that's kind of a self-explanatory topic. I notice y'all women, y'all clam up on these topics. Y'all never call in and speak on these topics.
Now, it depends on the topic. It depends. When it's something that they can really expound on and get and sink their teeth into, they be there. They be there, you know? But
maybe we
get
too deep for
deep like this. Yeah, I was just about to say, man. So you get
maybe
something
we
like
get
this.
Too deep for
nobody
maybe
really
want to
hear the man out like that. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's just like, ah. Now we get too emotional now.
But how will we? How will we? But how will we learn if we're not listening to one another?
Man, I mean, I guess, you know, bumping heads. The old natural way.
Well, that's the reason why we're in this situation.
Trial and tribulation.
Okay. Yeah. Try. Well,
if I want to be devil's advocate, I'm like, no, it's not. The last show before last, we know why we're in this situation. No, I'm joking.
TD Jakes. Oh yeah, we know why we're dealing with what we're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? But do we have to deal with that? That's the
I feel like as men and society, they just the way the world works, not just repetition, but from like this history, you know what I'm saying? Yes. You know what I mean? Just like there was, I heard this the other day. This probably, I hope it's not off topic, but it was talking about men. He was saying that he likes hearing how black men today, young, we're indifferent. He likes hearing them be like, I can't wait to have kids and be a father, even at a young age. And it's really a touch of the beautiful thing because the generation we come from now, as in me and the ones under me, we come from, you know, we have a little love from our fathers, but look at where our fathers and their fathers came from. Back then, love wasn't... Though their father's love, men didn't express it like that back, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
right.
When being brought up, it wasn't, you know, that's like almost like a taboo, you know? So for like us young black men nowadays are like looking forward to being a father and can't wait to have kids, young or indifferent.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Young or indifferent. You know, it's a beautiful thing because, you know, they get to feel like we know what warmth and love feel like compared to, you know, maybe you and your father's differences of being the generational difference and growing up. Back then, men didn't express those type of feelings. Back then,
right.
You know, my grandpa, his daddy would have probably been like, you know, that old TV, hand through the hair, shake him on the head, like, all right, boy.
Yeah.
That's love. That was basically his dad. I love you, nigga. Other than that, it's not something that was heard or they didn't get to feel that type of, you know what I'm saying, emotion. So some people have the understanding that women, I guess it does work in this regard because the same is pouring in. Women have to understand... Not all of us have that type of, you know, background or been open or been exposed to that. So everybody interprets love different, you know what I mean? Especially as a man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That is true. That is true. That is true. Listen, y'all, you got to wake your ass up morning show. Coming to you live and direct, y'all. It is 9:57 a.m., you know what I'm saying? 32 minutes left in the show, y'all. We're going to start backing our way up out of here. You know what I'm saying? But we always got to pay those bills. You know what I mean? And everything. So,
they don't stop.
Y'all sit back and ride with us. You know what I'm saying? We're going to pay some bills. All right? All right. Let's go.
You're hating and you're waiting just to see me bust. I'm from the desert, niggas stopping and kicking up dust. I'm from the desert, I'ma pop you and drain you like pus. I'm from the desert where they cut you and chew up your gut. I'm from the desert, nigga, I don't know who I can trust. I'm from the desert where my Glock and two clips is a must. I'm from the desert where the cop and the crook is in touch. I'm from the desert, nigga, all you can see is my gut.
She look like she's 20. She's selling pills to the customers working at Denny. She dressed to kill like she working at Leather and Fendi. She give me thrills when she say you got somewhere to send me. Bitch, it's the deal and it's just as good a time as any. And I'm for real, leave the money with my nigga Kenny. She give me thrills when she working with her sister Jenny. For dollar bills, I get my bitches like it's me. I'm from the desert where some niggas are snakes are the same. I'm from the desert where some niggas be faking for fame. I'm from the desert where the police be smoking the cane. I'm from the desert where the police smoke niggas in vain. I'm from the desert where the jury and judge is tame. If you ain't ready for no justice, go back where you came. If you think your life is precious, you better refrain. And keep your hands where they can see them and see your name.
Where you from?
I'm from the desert, nigga.
See, it's my dust.
I'm from the desert, nigga.
All you can see is my dust. Where you from?
I'm from the desert, nigga.
See, it's my dust.
I'm from the desert, nigga. From the desert, so take a second to comprehend me. I get a check and I'm selling pussy cause pimping in me. I'm from the desert where bitches popping their pussy plenty. They get the bag and bring it to me and Uncle Benny. She in the jag, she had to stop and pick up the henny. This bitch is bad, she put a pimp in a Lamborghini. Them niggas mad, they browning up every time they see me. I get the cash, it's freaking up when you talk to me. I'm from the desert with crap dealers and crap niggas. We tap niggas, we stack and you retract niggas. We Mac niggas, we Benz and Cadillac niggas. We fact niggas, we send bitches to whack niggas. We pack niggas, never without a gas niggas. Crack niggas, send it through Cash App niggas. We lap niggas, never taking a nap niggas. Slap niggas, sprinkle dust and
take it. Where you from?
I'm from the desert, niggas.
See, it's my dust.
the desert, nigga.
All you can see is my dust. What you think?
I'm from the desert, nigga.
Green is my dust.
I'm from the desert, nigga.
Playing some Vegas, what you expect? Come feel that cultural effect. It's from the north to the west. It's from the hood to the jet. It's from the dust to Donna. You don't want no problems, our problems. We keep them llamas on mamas. My out-of-towners that doubt us, nigga. Roll them up like flowers, nigga. I'll open carry state. Get that new blicky in hours, nigga. My city devour, nigga. Don't make no mistake. And don't forget about the east. Be a dust to the eighth. Hey, great.
I'm from the desert, baby. Bitch, I'm from the bay. We get the beat and we gon' whip it like a slave. I get the bitch and I'ma have her getting paid. We ain't playing in these streets. Whole city self. Made. Cold game, some more of it. Big heat, bitch, I'm carrying the oven. Shit sweet till you're burying your cousin. I get it out the bitch or I get it out your mama, nigga.
Where you from?
I'm from the desert, nigga.
Feet is my dust.
I'm from the desert, nigga.
All you can see is my dust. Where you from?
I'm from the desert, nigga.
Feet is my dust.
I'm from the desert, nigga.
Detox the industry, man. It just ain't the same. You know what I'm saying? A lot of
Got the mirror side to side.
sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Listen, y'all. We don't have enough out of here. I'm going to thank everybody for rocking with us. Thank everybody for rolling with us. You know what I'm saying? Yo, TNG, you there?
I'm here, baby. Big baby.
Well, what's going on, man? What's going on, man? I think it's time for us to get up out of here, man. We got 15 minutes left in the show, man. Give your shout-outs, bro.
Man, I want to give a shout-out to Texas. I want to give a shout-out to Detroit, fresh off the grill. I want to give a shout-out to OG West Coast and everybody listening to the Wake Your Ass Morning Show. Man, I want to give a shout-out to the number one and only, you know what I'm saying, our good Lord, you know what I'm saying, because without him, none of this would be possible. And
that's right.
I want to give a shout out to all my niggas.
Yeah, big shout out to all my people out there. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the big girls out there that's getting ready to go swimming. You know, and y'all putting on them bikinis and everything, them onesies and shit like that that snap in between the legs.
Big shout out to the y'all out confidence. There. You know, got a two piece. You know what I'm saying? Solid in the middle.
Yeah.
Of
that's true. That's right, that's right, that's right. Shout out to everybody out there, Pultacana. You know, the Parker family once again, you know, congratulations.
Congratulations.
On getting married and everything, you know what I'm saying? Y'all trying to get some travel done, hit up Trelo on Facebook, the Travel Diva, you know what I'm saying? And she will make sure that she takes care of you. The seller, you heard it here on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. So listen, y'all. Love, peace, and hair grease. Shout out to everybody. You know what I'm saying? All the homies, everybody that's out there pushing and believing in the Midwest connection. Big shout out to y'all.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
And,
thank you.
We appreciate
AOG.
We appreciate everything.
This morning.
Keep putting them on your playlist and everything. You know what I'm saying? So. They got some new music coming. I got some new music coming. Everybody got some new music coming. We got a lot we doing, y'all. But listen, right now, we're going to slide up out of here. You know what I'm saying? So listen, love, peace, and hair grease. We will check y'all out tomorrow. Probably on another station and everything.
The same place, same time.
Same time, y'all. So for your boy, Fat Man West Coast.
Boy G&G.
Yeah, we the hell up out of here, y'all. We'll catch y'all tomorrow. Peace and hair grease, y'all. Take care of one another and everything. Mm. And enjoy the holiday. That's what you do. Happy 4th of July early.
Happy 4th of July
your
early.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And we out of here, y'all. Peace. We'll be right back.